这首诗呢教告诉我们呢我们祷告可以求神教我们祷告。
This hymn tells us that in our prayers we can ask God to teach us how to pray.
这里说呢求神教我们祷告呢我们呢就会有力量。
It tells us that if we ask God to teach us how to pray, we will have power with him.
我们意志软弱薄弱的时候呢我们求神呢神就能够复兴。
When our minds, when our will is weakened, we can ask God for help and he can revive us.
这样呢我们的主哦愿主呢就可以常常跟我们同住永居我心。
In this way, we hope that he can be constantly abiding with us, for this is our plea.
我想说用这个呢用我自己的祷告神教我的祷告来做彼此的分享。
I'd like to share with you how God taught me to pray.
我不知道你们有没有这样的经验祷告我们祷告是就是把我们讲的话呢送就是让神听到嘛。
I'm not sure if you share this experience or this opinion with me. When we pray, we try to transmit our words to God so that he can hear them.
但我是我有两次的经验是我祷告呢那个就像球丢出去但是是碰到墙壁然后弹回来。
But there were two opportunities in which I threw out my words as a ball that bounced back on the wall right onto me.
第一次的经验是那时候我先生就是总会就是录取他要念神学院啊。
The first time this happened was when my husband was admitted into the USCA TTP program.
那我就不晓得为什么我就开始很心情就变成很紧张，很不安。
So I'm not sure why I became quite nervous and unsettled.
所以呢，我就想我要来祷告。
So I thought to myself, this is time to pray.
然后求神帮助我。
And I asked God to help me.
可是呢，我的祷告是说，主啊，求你赐给我，有像歌，灵巧如蛇，顺良如鸽。
And in my prayers, I ask God, make me gentle as a dove and cunning like the serpent.
我这样子的祷告。
This is how I pray.
有一阵子，后来呢，就真的，我就突然间觉得，我为什么我的祷告？就碰到墙壁啊，弹回来。
So after praying in this way for a while, I felt all of a sudden that my prayers were like banging my head against the wall.
那我就在想为什么。
So I felt and I thought why.
那时候祷告，然后就有一个意念给我。
And then as I was praying, there was a certain thought that came into my mind.
就说那个意念告诉我说，你就是要多祷告。
And this thought tell me, pray more.
那我这句话呢，我心里就安下来，我就说，哦，我知道了，我就是要多祷告就好了。
With this newfound inspiration, I knew what I had to do. I had to pray more, and that brought me peace.
那另外一次呢，是因为有一个姐妹她有一些事情，那我们一群同龄呢，就在为她祷告。
There was a second instance of this hitting against the wall, which occurred when we were all praying for a certain sister who had some issues.
那我们祷告的，我们一起祷告的目的就是说，求神让他，就是帮助他哈，度过他的问题。
And the reason for which we prayed in one accord for her, it was for God to help her overcome her difficulties at the time.
可是就这样子，这样的祷告有一阵子，然后有一天，我这样的祷告的时候呢，我的祷告又碰到墙壁，又弹回来。
We prayed in this way for several days. And one day as I was praying, I felt again that my prayer bounced against the wall back to me.
我就想，为什么又这样？
So I thought to myself, why is this happening again?
这时候呢，圣灵又感，就是有一个意念又给我。
And then the Holy Spirit gave a thought into my mind.
就说我祷告要变，就是要让他明白神的旨意。
It told me to change my prayer to allow the sister to understand God's will.
那我就真的就用这样的方式帮她祷告。
So this is how I prayed for her from that time onwards.
那我也看到她的改变。
And then I saw the transformation that occurred in her.
之前我帮他祷告，我会觉得他也是还是一直就是不能够有安静的心，就是没有依靠神的心还是不够了。
In the past, when I prayed for her, I noticed that even after our prayers, she was not able to settle down to have quietness in the heart and follow God.
自从我是那个我帮他祷告改成说，就是让神的旨意，明白神的旨意。
But after I adjusted my prayer to ask God to allow her, the sister, to understand God's will.
我就看到她呢，真的有一个安静的心呢，等候神。
Then I saw that she gained her quietness waiting for God.
那这件事也让我学到说，哦，祷告呢，也有时候是要去寻找神的旨意，明白神的旨意。
These experiences made me realize sometimes in our prayers, what we need to do is to find God's will.
那还有一次。
There was yet another time.
因为我自己遇到一些事情。
Because I personally encountered several problems.
然后我就在神面前哭泣祷告。
I was crying and sobbing in tears before God.
那就这样祷告有几天吧。
I prayed in this way for a few days.
那有一天，我还是这样祷告的时候。
And one day when I was still praying in this manner.
很奇怪哦，我一样哈，还在哭泣哈，流泪哈。
At the time I was still shedding tears.
但是呢，丛林里面哈，是厌烦我这样子的祷告。
But wonderfully.From the spirit, my spirit abhorred such a prayer.
我自己都吓一跳。
And I was taken aback myself.
这时候呢，神就出声跟我讲话。
And now God spoke and told me with His voice.
神说，我都帮助你了，我都帮助了，你还要怎么样？难道要照你的意思吗？
He said, I have helped you.What else should I do? Follow your will?
那时候我自己又吓一跳，然后觉得说啊，我真的得罪神了，让神生气。
This is why I was perplexed, and I realized that I had caused God to be angry against me, and I have sinned against Him.
那我就再来的祷告就是悔改哈，求神原谅我这样哈。
My following prayers, I repented, asking God to forgive me.
大概。第二天还是第三天吧。
About the second or the third day after that.
我祷告的时候。
As I was praying.
我就听到一个的声音，哈，叹气的声音。
I heard a sound that sounded as sighing.
我自己都紧张一下，哈。
And I was a little nervous myself.
那时候神就说，哈，就说话了。
And now God spoke again.
他对我说。你要刚强壮胆。
And he said, "Be brave and courageous."
那我听到之后，我就心就安下来，我就知道说，哦，神已经就是原谅我了哈。
When I heard that, I was able to be at ease once again, for I knew that God had forgiven me.
然后呢，要我学习刚强壮胆。
And he wanted me to learn to be brave and courageous.
那我就在想要怎么样刚强才算刚强壮胆。
And so then I came to the question, how should I be brave and courageous?
那个腓立比书以弗所书第六章第十节有讲哈。
Ephesians chapter 6 verse 10 tells us.
他说靠主依赖他的大能大力做刚强的人。
By the Lord, by His might and His strength, be brave.
就是告诉我，我靠神的心不够。
And God let me know that my reliance on Him was not enough.
所以我要学的就是要靠他做刚强的人。
But rather, I had to rely on Him even further to become strong.
所以呢，神都会借着祷告来教导我们不足的地方。
Therefore, it is many times through prayer that God tells us and reveals to us where we are lacking, where we are defective.
只要我们愿意在神面前倾心吐意。
As long as we are.Able and willing to pour our hearts and souls to Him.
当然还有一个前提就是哈该书说的。
And granted, there is yet another premise mentioned in the book of Haggai.
你们要 你们要审查自己的行为，这句话讲了两次。
Examine your deeds. This was said twice in Haggai.
这样呢，我们如果这样子做，
If this is what we do,
那就像四百九十五首最后说，是我有力量，然后能够自由更新。
And then we shall be like him. 495 says, grant me thy power, thy strength with men and with thee.
而且能够紧随恩主，可以紧紧的跟随主。
So that we can follow him tightly and forever.
好，那我们一起来祷告。
Now let us pray together.